from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money. Jeez. I want my money now.
Hey, Scott left me. I was like, damn, she left me at the altar. Oh, I'm stuck.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
If we're going to start a new beef, it should be with Miami. That way we can go visit Miami, like, you know, all more often.
Well, the Niners do play there 2 days before Christmas. There's no real beef. Nah, you can't beef with Miami.
No, it's too much fun.
You know, Philadelphia, it is true. Being at Dumas' wedding, a couple of those guys knew who was exactly who I were.
Yeah? How many people at that wedding?
It was like over 200.
Oh, what? Really? Yeah, they got it like
wedding.
That,
big,
huh?
Yeah, it was a big wedding.
Wow.
Big wedding at the casino. It was great. It was great.
I mean, we had 200 at ours, but I'm not joking. 150 were immediate family for me and Michelle. Because you got so many family members. And we did it, you know, an hour away. And it was still a lot of people. I mean, I remember she gave me my list of, this is 15 years ago. She gave me the list. Like, you get about 5 people. Here you go.
It's a bit, guys. The whole stripper thing's a bit. And the reason why.
Clean it up,
Auntie. Because one day, I said overnight dancers or strippers or something like that. And I got to Chase Center the next day. And then over the next, like, month at Chase Center while I was doing Warriors pre- and post-game shows, people were like, we love it when you shout out to strippers. Please shout out. So then I stopped shouting out these strippers because somebody on the text, I was like, well, we got young kids in the car. You can't be doing that. So I said overnight dancers. And when I start saying overnight dancers, dude, I'm going to throw them under the bus. Dwayne Fontana, Ritter High's finest. Shout out Arizona State. I'm actually in the Survivor League, which is cool. I'm looking forward to winning that. But he was like, dog, shout out the strippers. Shout them out.
Well,
people watched the shout. They watched the shout out.
My dad used to, you know, drive around. We'd go to like burritos or food or whatever on the lane. He'd pick us all up every now and then and drive everybody home. We would drive my boy Seamus home, and he lived right off of Cap Street. And, you know, back in the day, Cap Street was, well, you know.
It's still going on.
Yeah, and he would call them the ladies of the night.
Right.
Out on the corner. The ladies of the night. And it would always make me smile.
The ladies of the night.
My pops always say, you know, the ladies of the night.
Ladies of the night. They deserve love. Everybody deserves love. The overnight, you know, the plumbers, janitors.
Is that a Frisco thing from the 90s? If I say Cap Street, like, you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Well, I think people right now, people right now love Cap Street. I'm not going to go there, but listen, I haven't been to a strip club since February 2015. February 2015. All-Star Weekend, New York City. Met my boy Edwin from SF State. Edwin, I think his last name's Peabody. We went to SF State together. He worked at KTVU for a long time. I'm not sure if he's still there. But we had a night in New York City. It's like, yo, let's go to Manhattan. I don't know how. I don't even remember how the conversation started.
That's tough.
I ended up paying his cover. And we had a lot of fun. And that was the last time I've ever been into a gentleman's club.
All right.
The last time. 2015.
All right. I'm looking here at last night's game. Chiefs Ravens, and I'm thinking about how this affects the Niners, right?
Niners have no shot.
It's pretty simple to me. Like, it's hard for me to believe in a team beating the Chiefs in the playoffs if they can't do it in the regular season. I'm not saying it's improbable, like it has 0% chance. It's just, it's unlikely. And so I'm watching tonight's game and it's Green Bay against Philly. I want to see what Philly looks like. Like, I'm really intrigued to see what Saquon Barkley looks like with Kellen Moore at offensive coordinator. Can they get Jalen Hurts right? Like, that matters to me, because if he looks a little off and the running game, it doesn't mean they can't figure it out, but it's like, if they hit the ground running from the beginning, it's like, all right, now Philly's a team that they're really a force to be reckoned with. I think they're going to figure it out. I think they're going to be better. And then Green Bay. Was last year, the final like 6 weeks, was that the high-level mirage? Was that sustainable and real? Can they build on that? Can they make it even better? I really, really want to see if their defense is figured out. They played really good against the Niners in that playoff game, but they fired their defensive coordinator for a reason. Is Green Bay's defense real? These are two teams that I think the Niners are going to have to go through at some point. And so I'm really interested to see how they look against each other. I'm really intrigued to see Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I want to see Saquon Barkley in this new uniform. Saquon Barkley coming over for the New York Giants. Now, obviously, the quarterback is going to take all the headlines. I think, yeah, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, we want to see how they spin it. But I want to see how Philadelphia incorporates Saquon Barkley and what he brings to that offense. A true bell cow running back to go alongside A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, of course, Devontae Smith. But obviously, with that side of things, the Jalen Hurts-Sirianni relationship. But really, it's Kellen Moore and Jalen Hurts. How do they mesh together? How does Kellen Moore get the most out of Jalen Hurts? And then, of course, on the other side with Jordan Love, their receivers have to stay healthy. Is Christian Watson going to stay healthy? Romeo Doubs is going to stay healthy? They got players. And then our boy Josh Jacobs. How does he fit into that offense? How does he run the ball in Green Bay? And then defensively, looking at what they're doing now, Devin Smith's not going to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. So will they have a linebacker issue? What's their secondary look like without Bradbury?
Completely revamped.
You know, they've revamped the whole damn thing. Cooper DeJean, is he going to play? Is he going to play today? Is he going to get reps? He's a rookie. You know what I mean?
And it's Vic Fangio, the defense coordinator?
He's a defense coordinator.
You know, I think that he does a really good job, so I'd be very interested to see what they look like defensively. Wouldn't we all agree their personnel was not good on defense last year?
Yep. I was looking at Kansas City's schedule. From last year, just looking at the playoffs and everything like that, to the like, hey, you have to be considered regular season to get some momentum or whatnot. Did you know Buffalo? I didn't even remember this game. Nah, it's starting to come back to me. But at a funeral that day, shout out to Coach Payne and the Paynes out there, went to his funeral that day. But Buffalo went to Kansas City and beat them.
Yeah, I actually think Buffalo matches up where they've lost multiple times on basically the final couple plays of a game. That's why I give the Niners a little more benefit. They lost multiple times in the last like minute or so.
But Baltimore doesn't get that benefit of the doubt?
No. That game was, they were up 10, and it never felt like, I know they were chasing late, and I get that, but I felt like the Chiefs were in full control. That's just me. And then in that playoff game last year, they never looked right. In that game, it just was off the whole second half.
I mean, literally, Zay Flowers, L'Jarius Sneed made one of the best plays of Kansas City Chiefs history, forcing that football on Zay Flowers. I don't know. Look, Kansas City looks good. I get it. They're the toast of the town. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. And to beat a man, you have to beat the man. And I get it. To beat a man, but let's play this thing out. Let's play this thing out. Like, I've seen Kansas City down. And teams make mistakes. The thing is with Kansas City, they don't beat themselves. That's what these other teams do. They don't beat themselves whatsoever. Even if they throw an interception, they somehow figure out how to redeem themselves, right?
He got a pass tipped and like jumped in the air with two defenders, and he boxed them out like he was getting a rebound, like he was Dennis Rodman in the 90s. I was like, this guy Mahomes. I mean, are you kidding me? Come on, that play was crazy. He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. I just think that the Niners need psychologically. They got this game that they play against them, to me, and I'm hyping it up already. I think this is a humongous game for their psyche and for the fan base's psyche.
Yeah, for the fan base's psyche. But you know what? If they met the Super Bowl, it wouldn't mean a damn thing. You don't think you wouldn't get those flashbacks of the previous two Super Bowls? If you play Kansas City, like, say they win the regular season. They beat Kansas City in regular season. Levi City, we beat the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to laugh, like, okay, yeah, maybe we'll see him again. We'll maybe see him again on the biggest stage. And on the biggest stage where we've seen Shanahan and our players come up short, whether it's NFC Championship games and the Super Bowl, we're going to hype the game up, and I get it. I understand what you're saying. Hey, you want to just see it on paper. You want to see the Niners topple the Chiefs. You want to see Shanahan beat Andy Reid for the first time as a head coach. I get it. Trust me, I understand that. But it's not going to mean a damn thing if they made up in the Super Bowl.
Well, see, I completely disagree. I watched the Niners lose to the Eagles, and we could say, oh, they lost their quarterback, and they did. And then they went into the regular season, and they just absolutely throttled that team. And it's like, all right, bring the Eagles on anytime, any place, anywhere, right?
But I never thought the Eagles were on that level, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went to that NFC Championship game.
I mean, they went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs.
I figured out they beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. They beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
No, but I'm saying, like, they went in the Super Bowl. They went toe-to-toe in the final minute.
And they beat them at Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. It's their last signature win in the rain. They beat them in the rain. I don't know, man. They played the Chiefs at the Super Bowl. Those same memories of 3rd and 15, Christian McCaffrey fumbling, Jake Moody missing a PAT, not scoring after an interception, Trent Williams called for holding, false starts, you know, George Kittle in both Super Bowls, he's been in the block. I don't know how much bearing, if they did meet in the Super Bowl, how much bearing that regular season win will have in today's day and age.
It's just,
I don't know.
Psyche for the fans.
For the fans.
That's
basically what I'm saying.
Well,
for the players, I don't think it means
the
damn
players,
thing.
The players, you do want to win. I mean, I think that they're going to really want to win that one. Like, it felt like to me Lamar knew how important that game was. He was dropping his shoulder over and over and over again, running into defenders. That didn't feel like a regular season game for Lamar.
It was a toad setter.
Yeah, that felt like bigger for him. And I think he'll taper it back as the season goes on, because he knows how long the year is, and he's done a good job, just staying healthy the last couple of years. But that game felt very big for Lamar Jackson, and I could feel that it felt big for him.
This is interesting. 925, Extending Bubble Tech Side. This is very interesting. Remember when we ran L.A. for seasons and then lost in the NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
But the Rams, they weren't even close to the regular seasons. And the Niners beat them to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but they had a different quarterback, too.
Yeah, but
a lot of those wins were against Jared Goff.
All right. Now we're picking and choosing. I'm just saying it was different.
So, like when we beat Seattle, once we finally beat them in the regular season, it was like, all right, we can beat Seattle now. Like, you do have to do it.
Monday Night Football, I declared the Rams dead. But Stafford looked awful. Awful. They looked awful.
I didn't.
And in the NFC Championship game, they beat the Niners. I got the one win. So I don't know how much these regular season wins are going to matter in the postseason. The postseason is just a different season. It's just entirely different. You throw the records out the window. You throw the numbers out the window. You throw the stats out the window. That's all it is. Like, is Detroit, is that game after? I'm going to be eager to see what Detroit does at Levi Stadium later in the season. Now, got to get through the Jets, and we'll break down the
so
Jets.
So late in the year, too. I don't know where both teams are going to be at division-wise.
Things clinch.
It might mean more to one team than the other. Right. Like, last year, the Niners essentially had it all wrapped up by week 16. You know, and so I don't know. I don't know where they're going to be at right there. But I think that one is going to be a really good litmus test for both teams. That's got to – and then also you don't – it's so late in the year and you're going to face each other probably in the playoffs. How much do you show the other team? That's a good question. Well, like I'm talking about that Detroit game going down. Like if you it almost doesn't don't want to show too much.
Yeah, if it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how much – I just don't know how much bearing that game's going to have. Now, Stugatz is on a flight. I know we had a weather delay last night, so I'm not sure if we're going to get him today. But it's all good. It's all good. We got the rope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.